And these things, Miller is a...
Moth.
Plural.
Moths.
And these things light up in the backyard. And some
firefly.
And name some different kinds of stinging insects.
Bees. Wasps.
Okay. Small fish used for bait.
Minnow.
A spider weaves a
web.
Indoors and outdoors. Would you make a distinction in name?
Well, I don't think so, really. I was thinking about that the other night. We call these things cobwebs in here, but they're not necessarily made by spiders, so I don't think.
Well, would you ever call it, ever use the term dust web?
No.
Never use the term. The parts of a tree underground.
Roots.
These hard-shelled creatures that move very slowly live in...
Turtles.
Do you make any distinction between those live on land and those live
no,
on water?
No, I don't know that.
The a town right near DeKalb, it's the name of a tree.
Sycamore. In Heitman's backyard.
Okay, they have one?
Two.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah. And the George Washington chopped down a...
Cherry tree.
And this is a vine that you get a rash from, perhaps?
Poison ivy. I don't know about poison oak.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
This is another kind of tree.
Shumac.
And two different kinds of red berries.
Strawberries and raspberries.
Good. And you're out picking berries with some children. You say, better be careful if some of these berries might be...
poisonous. Poison.
You might say either.
Yes. Most likely poison.
Okay. Tree from which syrup has gotten sugar.
Maple.
A group of maple trees standing together.
Sugar bush.
You call the man you're married to your...
husband.
He calls you his...
wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is a...
widow.
And your male parent is your...
father.
And what did you call your father as a child?
Papa when I was very small, Dad later.
And your mother?
Mom.
All the time?
I think so.
Okay. And they together, they were your...
parents.
And how about your grandfather? What'd you call him?
Grandpa. I suppose I called him grandfather when I got older. I don't know, but that's the first thing that...
And your grandmother?
Grossmutter.
Okay. And Susan is your...
daughter.
She's not a boy, she's a...
girl.
And you wheel an infant around in a...
buggy.
And a woman, not necessarily a licensed practitioner, who assists in a childbirth.
Midwife.
And a boy has facial features almost identical to his father. So that boy, what his father?
Looks like, resembles.